it's funny, one of the kids came up right at the end. He was about 5 years old, and his mother came up and said, oh, he wants to learn. And it was a little bit inconvenient for her as to where the classes were. I just pulled him aside and I just said, well, the way I learned was in front of a reflection at home, on some carpet, pushed the couches aside, put music on, and I just danced from the age of 8, because that's when I discovered dance. There was no real full-on dance schools. My mum couldn't even afford for me to go to a hip-hop dance school or break dance school. It wasn't really acknowledged as an art form or dance form back then. So I just trained at home, and I just told him, you can train on your own and it makes you strong as long as you become strong enough. And then when he gets old enough, he can take himself to the classes.
So you have classes for what age groups?
Basically, our company runs on professional dancers and artists, whether they're from a remote community or city or urban sense, and we bring them together and we train them for a week. This week in particular was our week of training with a festival that...
Don't tell me this is just training. It's performance, not training.
Yeah, no, we've started on, what's today, the 4th? We started on the 29th, 30th, I think it was, a week.
And they're this good?
And we've spent 1 week doing about 6 hours every day training the show that you watched here today.
Only 1 week?
Yeah, only 1 week. That's for the show. The acrobatic stuff, that's what the dancers come with. They come with their own training. It's like I said, so they're all professional dancers that have done a lot of extensive training. I'm talking years and years, hours and hours of practice every day to get to that point. And we mention that a lot to the youth and adults. And, you know, as long as you're having fun with what you're doing, whatever it is, especially for us, we love dance. As long as you're enjoying it, then it becomes an easy thing. It doesn't become a chore.
Yeah, and we saw the kids having fun. It's not just performing. They're having a lot of fun out there and captivated the audience. Got a lot of following because you just saw people following them around.
Yeah, we've been doing the festival now. I think this is our 4th year. Obviously, around Melbourne, we've constantly doing festivals and shows and gigs and stuff like that. Australia-wide, there's some kids here that are from all Australia schooling here. So school's back now. So, you know, we've got kids from Northeast Arnhem Land that are here schooling, have come to watch us perform here today. So we've worked with them in their community and, you know, run workshops, run all sorts of stuff with them. A lot of our stuff is around health. So without really pointing the finger, without preaching, we just use dance as a medium and music as a medium to just bring out some really important messages around health. Like you said, physically straight away, what youth see is that, like you acknowledge yourself, that you'd have to be pretty fit and on it.
Yeah, they do back flips, triple somersault and all that on hard ground. It's not even padded, you know. If the slightest misstep and broken backbone or broken knee or even head, gone.
Look, safety is a huge issue, but it doesn't mean that we don't come away with injuries. You know, there's sometimes you let the hype get the better of you, you know, and like, even today, like I thought I was like 18 again and I'm not, you know, so I've pulled up quite sore, you know, and I think I've done something to my knee, but at the end of the day...
Entertaining. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a part and parcel of entertainment. But, you know, again, like I said, we're really adamant about sending messages around health and also safety around performance and dance. And look, I'm a very minimal casualty today with what happened. I mean, the fun and the smiles on everyone's faces, it's all worth every bit of pain, I suppose.
Yeah, I can imagine all the risks that you take there. Very acrobatic. Do they have bonds or how do they? Anyway, it's just gravity-defying moves there. Yeah. And where are you based in Melbourne?
We don't really have a base. We're a national company. Yes, the head office is in Brunswick. We don't even use that. That's a space.
How does that work?
Well, it's a space for people to come and dance. It's very minimal fee, and we deliberately did it with just to cover the overheads. A very minimal fee for dancers, musicians to get together. They can record. We've got a recording studio. We've got a dance studio. It's called Next Level Studios. Two levels of dance. People run all sorts of workshops there, from Bollywood to flamenco to tap, jazz, hip-hop, breakdance, the whole lot. Our work is predominantly to go out to remote communities, Australia-wide. I'm talking from Torres Strait right down to Tassie, right to Kimberley's and Queensland. Like, there's pretty much not one place we haven't been to around Australia.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, you say you have workshops. all ages? Can someone like me get in there and maybe hope to do a triple somersault?
You know, there's an elder from a remote community told me this, and, you know, being born and raised in Melbourne and being attached to numbers and age, the best advice I ever got, and I was actually talking to him about being older. I'm 46 now. I think I was 40 at the time, still dancing, yeah. Yeah, and he goes to me, he says to me, you know, I don't know when my birthday is. And that was very foreign to me. He goes, I don't know when my birthday is, and age is just a number anyway. Hit home for me, and it's true, you know.
46 and you're performing with these little kids, 18, 12-year-olds, and jumping and backflips and all.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be governed by age. And like I said, I learned that a good 6-7 years ago. I think it was a bit too late. Not too late, but I wish I learned that much earlier, because, you know, we are so attached to the birthday and the number and the age and the time frame. And then you learn from Indigenous people of Australia that time just holds you back. Any time, at any point, you can take up a hobby, a passion, physical or not physical. Nothing should stop you, or not an age shouldn't stop you. Now, in saying that, there are mornings I wake up and I feel like I'm 70. But
but today you're feeling like 12 or 18.
You're too kind. Thanks. Look, music lives in everyone. And unfortunately, sometimes I think when we get a little bit older, we forget that, you know, hand in hand, music and dance comes together. I mean, culturally all around the world, music and dance is next to nothing, really. You know, sometimes we forget that. Like you said, you know, I'm lining myself up next to these, you know, 18-year-old guys that are just flying through the air. But I have to remind myself that we're both the same. We both love music, and no judgment. And that's the beautiful thing about our crew, and I love about, especially the crew this year, is there's some extremely young members in the crew. Like, we got like a 15-year-old in there. And, you know, there's no ego, you know, and it's hard. Like with dancers, they come with ego because it's about performing. It's about being out there. I told them this week, I said, when you're performing, definitely show off. You know, as a crew, though, behind the scenes, make sure you're available to each other. Make sure you're available to the wider community. And that's, you know, it's worked. You know, and we feel like it works every day. Every time we don't do that, we always have a breakdown.
That transpires in the way they behave, because I was taking photos of them and just having a chat with them, and they said, you have to speak to our big guy there, the one who trains us, and that's how I came to you. Actually, it came from one of the youth. Yeah. You know, he just came to me, they're taking photos, talking to us, and nice, but the guy to talk to is that one there.
Thanks, yeah. Look, they're a great crew, and, you know, again, what that reflects to the audience, young and old, is that, hey, if they can do it, we can.